بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered on June 23, 2015 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with government officials on the occasion of the month of Ramadan. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and greetings be upon our Master and Prophet, Abul Qasim al-Mustafa, Muhammad, and upon his immaculate, pure, and chosen household, especially the one remaining with Allah on earth. O God, make our tongues firm with sawab and with wisdom. One issue that is repeated in the prayers of the auspicious month of Ramadan is drawing people's attention to the worlds after this material world, the world of death, the world of the grave, the world of the judgment day, and one's difficulties in facing divine calculations and divine questioning. This is one of the issues that exist in the prayers of the auspicious month of Ramadan. A factor that helps us control and monitor this is attention to these worlds. Paying attention to this is very important for us officials who have certain responsibilities.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
When we understand, not the weight of an atom becomes absent from him. The Holy Quran, chapter 34, verse 3. That no small move, action, and statement will escape the eyes of divine calculators after our death, and that we will be questioned about all these things. This will deeply affect our behavior, our statement, and our moves. We read in the Holy Dua of Abu Hamza, bestow mercy on me when I am on the verge of dying, and when the hands of my dear ones turn me over in my bed. This condition occurs to many people. Perhaps many people have witnessed this moment when one is on the verge of dying. You and I cannot do anything at that moment when no one is closer to us than God. And we are nearer to Him than you, but you see not. The Holy Quran, chapter 56, verse 85. At that moment, no one and nothing can save us from the precipice that is ahead of us except for good deeds and divine blessings.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me. Gave me hope.